Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it is time for the Derek Shelton Show. The Pirates manager is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real life magic for guests. And Derek Shelton is brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture. Shelty, there's no Ron Cook, there's no Bob Pompiani, there's just little old me, and as a big surprise for you, I've invited our friend Folsey into the interview. Are you okay with that?
Oh, wow, yeah, this is the first time.
It is.
Jeez. Are we going with Folsey? I've been calling him Maddie.
Well, and Bob...
Do we have to go with Folsey, or where are we at?
I don't know. Bob calls him Coltsy, and believe it or not, I ran into a woman this weekend who works at a stable. And she said that Folsey, there's potentially endorsement money for him to endorse pony rides at this stable if he sticks with one of these horse-related names.
Well, if we're going to get him endorsements and, he's going to get free pony rides, then we should definitely stick with it.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, Folsey, at any point you want to jump in. The only disappointing part, Shelty, was that when I invited Maddie into this interview, he hesitated. He wasn't sure if he wanted to do it. I don't know how to take that if I'm you.
No, I was just surprised.
I don't know how I take that either. I mean, was it more that he didn't want to be on with me or be on with you? Which one was it?
I don't know. I don't know why there wouldn't be hesitation.
I had to process what you were actually saying, that you were inviting me to be part of the interview. So
yes.
I apologize.
Well, you're in.
All right.
Now you're
in.
That was your initiation right there. Your voice has been heard. I'm going to ask the first question, and then we go nobody double-dipping like Pomp here, right?
That's
we go,
the rules.
We
yes.
alternate.
Right.
All right, Shelty. The ground rules have been set. Let's go to last week. I have a question for you. On the the collision at home plate with Key Brian Hayes and Contreras, man, I just looked at it again, and Contreras put himself in a very vulnerable position, and Hayes. I mean, he's lucky his knee didn't get blown out. What did you make of what he did on that play, what Key Brian did on the play with a head-first slide, and the rule in general?
Well, what I put in Wilson's context, and you know, not knowing it, but I think you know it's a game-winning, tying situation, and he was trying to do everything he could to prevent us from making a play at the plate. And you know, I think we would probably want our catchers doing the same thing. I mean, if it's going to be a winning run, like we're going to try to do everything we can. And then if the guy's out and there's a blocking call, then we're going to make them overturn it. In Key Brian's case, I would prefer he not fly head first because of the fact that, you know, he puts himself in a vulnerable position. Like you said, Wilson put himself in a vulnerable position because if Key slides the other way, he could, you know, his knee's in a really bad spot. And then the rule in general, I mean, the rule was put in place to protect catchers. The one part about it is it's so ambiguous.
Yes.
For everybody involved that, you know, it leads probably to more issues than it does, you know, because number one, a lot of people don't understand the rule. And then number two, because they don't understand it, they don't know what kind of contact can be made. And, you know, I understand protecting the integrity of the catching position, but I think at times we put it even in a more ambiguous spot.
Well, to double dip on Maddie right away here,
thank you, Jim.
You know this position as well as anybody. Do you understand it? In other words, do you understand it to the point where you're able to comfortably articulate it to your players so that they understand it, or is everybody just kind of flying by night here?
I don't think we're flying by night. I think we understand the fact that basically if a catcher's, you know, if a catcher doesn't have the ball, you can't hit him. I think where it really comes into the gray area is if the ball goes up the line, what happens when the catcher catches the ball? What, you know, can there be contact made? You know, if the catcher has the ball, it's so in it's so much time in front of it, they can block the plate, or do they have to give portions of it? So it all depends on like the timing of the catch, where the catch takes you, where the catch is coming from. If it's coming from like a ground ball in an infield, you know, in a like a infield in situation, contact read, or if it's coming from an outfielder, or it's coming from a cutoff man. There's so many different variations to how the rule can be interpreted that I think that's where it's at. What we tell our guys is, I mean, we would prefer they not slide head first. We would prefer they slide to the back of the bag because, or the back of the plate, because that's what should be available, because health is, you know, first and foremost.
Shelty, I hate to hit you with a high hard one here, maybe for this first
Are we
question.
Good with Shelty this early in the relationship? Shelty, you two have never met. You've only had a couple of phone conversations. Are you good with him dropping a Shelty already?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with it. Derek's so formal to me, so I would prefer. I mean, we've had like conversations, you know, okay, during the pre-show, right, so I'm comfortable.
All right, I'm just checking. Go ahead, Fuzzy.
All right. The decision to bring Josh Van Meter back up and to send down Cal Mitchell got people talking. Some people maybe didn't agree with that decision or the decision to send Cal Mitchell down. So what do you still need to see in Mitchell's game moving forward here to keep him at the major league level?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, especially a good first question for you.
Thank you.
I understand the question. I think right now, you know, we see Madris planning a little bit more than Cal with how he's performed. And when we bring guys to the big leagues, you know, we've had guys, a lot of guys come to the big leagues because we've had guys get injured or other factors. At times there's going to be the option down to work on development stuff. And I think in we don't specifically talk about what those things are, but in Cal's point, controlling the at-bat, making sure he understands how fast, you know, the game is, how quickly people make adjustments. And that's not to say that Cal won't be back up here or we don't like him, but most young players that come to the big leagues, at some point they're going to get optioned to go down and work on things. And right now, Cal Mitchell playing every day in AAA is going to be way more impactful than him playing 2 days a week, you know, in the big leagues.
Are you guys committed, Shelty, to O'Neill Cruz at shortstop, no matter Kevin Newman's situation?
I think we're committed in, you know, right now. I think one of the things that we've said is we want to give O'Neill a little bit of a runway to play short, and he's done a nice job, you know, with it so far. He continues to move his feet and do the things that we challenged him on in Indy before he came to the big league. And he's played well there, you know, in the short term. I mean, when Kevin comes back, there's probably going to be times he's played short. There's probably going to be times he's played second. So I think right now we're continuing to watch and evaluate O'Neill, and he's done a good job.
So getting back to Maddie's question, which led us into this, I think a lot of people, a lot of fans wondering, it's become a topic now. You've got guys coming back, and the younger guys, people see that and say, well, what are they going to do? Just, send all these young guys back, or they're going to lose playing time? Is it now a situation of may the best man win at all these positions, or are you committed to youth in certain areas?
Well, I think we're committed to youth in certain areas, and we're committed to development in certain areas. So I think it's going to be a case-by-case basis. And, you know, the hard thing to speculate is, before some of these guys come back, it could be 2 weeks, you know, or longer. So to speculate what's going to happen in that time between how guys perform, but, you know, with injuries, all those things, you know, I don't even want to get there. When we get to that point, we'll make the best decision for the club and for the player, the individual players, and kind of work off that. But to speculate that far out, it's just not fair, because there's so many things that could happen, you know, between now and then.
Getting back to O'Neal Cruz here really quickly, is there anything that you've noticed that is different about him in this time coming up to the major leagues as opposed to last year when you got that quick look at him at the very end of the season?
Yeah, I think defensively he's done some work with his footwork that really stand out. And it's something that you know, we spent a lot of time on in Indianapolis this year of making sure how he moves his feet to be underneath him. You know, obviously he's a large human being, and to be able to play the game in the middle of the field, you have to do things mechanically right. So I think he's in a better spot there. And then the other thing is just confidence. You know, anytime you come to the big leagues for the first time, there is a little bit of uncertainty of what's going on. And I thought that was one of the, you know, what was one of the reasons we brought O'Neill last year was just to get him a little taste of what the big leagues is. And I think it's important for a lot of our young players. I mean, you know, we've seen it happen with Cal Mitchell. We've seen it happen with Swaggerty. We've seen it happen with Pagero. And every time they come back, they should be a little more comfortable in the environment. And I definitely think O'Neill is there.
You're listening to the Derek Shelton Show here on 93.7 The Fan. And, Shelty, you just got done playing your old team, the Rays. And I think a lot of people look at the Pirates and say, well, the Rays would be the model for a lower payroll team to not just have a year or two where they're contending, but really to have something sustainable. And I'm wondering, in addition to the way they build their roster, if some of the stuff they do on the field creatively is something that you would want to emulate. Are they the model on the field as well?
I think they're one of the models. I mean, I think you try to model after places or teams that do things correctly. To your point, they have developed really well. You know, they have done a nice job developing young players. And some of those guys, you know, specifically like the Cal Mitchell's point, have come up and gone back down and come up and gone back down. And they've never apologized for, you know, what they're going to do in terms of that development and being specific on it. So I do think they are the model. We have, you know, earlier in the year, we have deployed, especially when we had a 14-man bullpen, we deployed our bullpen a little bit differently, which I think the Rays were definitely one of the models of how that started and how you could deploy for leverage. So, yeah, I would say, you know, they're one of the teams that we look at because they've done a really nice job throughout their baseball operations group and their major league staff in terms of developing young players.
And speaking of developing young players, Mitch Keller is a guy who's been consistently knocking down his ERA over the last seven starts, went from an almost 7 now down to 4.77. Is there anything in particular that you can point to as to why that seems to be happening for Mitch Keller? And do you still view him as a potential top of the rotation guy into the future?
Yeah, I think with Mitch Keller, the one thing that comes into play, and you know, it almost goes back to the Rays conversation, is when a highly touted prospect comes to the big league, everybody expects that right away they're going to hit. And it takes times and it takes lumps, and Mitch has taken his lumps. I do think, you know, we're seeing over the last seven starts what a lot of people expected Mitch Keller to be. And, you know, to knock your ERA down that much, that means you have to pitch well. What he's done is he's changed his arsenal a little bit. You know, he's using the sinker a little bit more. But more importantly, he is staying, you know, in attack mode. And I think that's something that, you know, the last 2 years we've talked about on this show is, you know, him being more aggressive with his stuff and trusting his stuff. And if he continues to do that, you know, he's going to be a really good starting pitcher for us. And I'm really proud of him because, you know, it's challenging. It's challenging when you're not pitching as well as, you know, you expect, as people expect. But the fact that over the last, you know, probably month and a half, he stayed consistently in that mode. And then, you know, I mean, there was a start, I think two starts ago, where the first inning he wasn't like that. And then all of a sudden he ramps it back up and gives us five more. So those adjustments in and of themselves are definitely the sign of him becoming a really good major league pitcher.
Shelty, we appreciate the time as always. I thought that Folsey's questions were insightful, poignant, very well delivered. You?
I did too. And, you know, and he went right after it on the first question. So I appreciate it. I'm thinking for sure he's getting some sort of pony deal out of this.
Me too. I think he's going to be a rich man. Thank you, Shelty. Good luck tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
You going to say goodbye, Falsey, or you just let him hang up?
I'm going to say goodbye to him right now.
Okay. Go ahead. That's what Horse used to do. It's the only cordial thing to do. I think that was a big moment for Falsey to step into the fray like that. He did. He went right after. He went right after Shelty with a tough question early. How was it, Falsey?
It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
You didn't throw out a softball first either. You essentially said, why'd you send Cal Mitchell down?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what everybody's talking about, right? That's what everybody wants to hear.
I like it. We're going to get into this Pitt situation later in the hour. I don't think this is good for their football program to do away with the divisions in the ACC, and that's the gist of the story.
A lot of
conferences doing this. Obviously, now they're stuck with Clemson. It's not going to be easy to
win. They thrived in the Coastal Division.
Yes. And I just mentioned earlier that Pat Narduzzi has more tenure than all those other coaches in the Coastal combined. Like, they have a distinct edge in terms of stability and continuity in the Coastal. Now you're thrown in with the big boy.
Right.
And the big boys, I mean, you think of NIL. I certainly do. Florida State
is
another player there, I think.
Yep.
Not good. I don't think so either.
I think they were in perfect position right where they were.
On the other hand, they're still going to have a conference championship game, correct?
As far as I know, yeah.
So you take Clemson probably and the second place team. So you're competing with everybody else for a spot in that title game still. You just have to now deal with the other divisions or the other division. You know what I mean?
Right. You're dealing with
who knows how
Clemson
it turns
more,
out.
Maybe in Florida State more if they get back on a
right
to back to what they were before.
And probably Miami now with Van Arsdale at quarterback and all of that. We'll talk about that later. We have a quarterback guru coming up, do we not? You want to tell the people who's next?
Tony Rasiopi is his name. Quarterback guru. He's worked with Kenny Pickett, worked with Keaton Slovis, I believe, in his videos on Twitter. Now, we've got to confirm this with him, but I'm pretty sure that Peyton Manning was a part of this as well, watching these guys.
Interesting. Can't wait to talk to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.